Blog Talk Radio.
Come on! He saved the day! He will come through! appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to be like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through,
hey.
Everything's working for my good or a way.
Let me tell you what he does.
He saves the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah.
He won't lie.
Not real superheroes.
Don't pray
enough. Love like this
makes my heart beat.
And I promise you,
all I want to do is make you proud of me.
That's why
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yeah.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody but you.
I thirst all over.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
You.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
That's right.
I don't wanna love nobody.
And the church sang, come on.
I will remain.
Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means.
More less of me.
That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Man, I could play this music all night, but I'm not going to do that. It's about time to share some things now. I am Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe. We're so excited to come before you on this thrilling Thursday. Just keep it in mind. It's thrilling. It's Friday Eve. Just getting ready for a weekend. Whatever you have planned, we want you to have a ball. We want you to be safe, too. We want to make sure you follow all the safety measures to keep you around from this point on. Keep you upright. That's your ultimate goal. And the Love Cafe is to share some things with. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to be a part of this show, we would love for you to call in because there's going to be some topics we want you to share your thoughts on it as well. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your name and location if you choose to, and then you can move forward your expertise. If you want to check us out on the internet, if you just can't sit there and hold your phone, you want to go to the internet, just flip over on the internet. You can go to the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. If you're interested in tweeting the show, you have that possibility. You can tweet us at LorenzaDSmith15, at Dr. Lorenza Smith. With the number one. You can check us out. We're looking forward to having you on the line. You can comment on Facebook. I don't want you to be bashful. I don't want you to be shy. If you like what you hear, let us know. Even if you don't, let us know. But you got some comments you want to share, do it on Facebook. We're being broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. We're being broadcast on Facebook. If you want to connect with us, since you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to facebook.com/DRL, D'Alberto Smith, and you want to check us out on Instagram, you can check us out on LorenzaDSmith15. Check us out. You have an opportunity just to be a part of this tonight. One of the biggest things probably crossing your mind, said, why should we check out the Love Cafe? First of all, we're the real love talk show that soothes your love appetite. And so your appetite is get hungry sometimes to the point that you might venture off and you get interested in looking at the menu, the Love Cafe menu. It's all about that starter, the appetizer, and we know you call that lust. We know that's lust right there. When you move forth, if you're just not comfortable being in that stage, you want to move forth and you say, we're going to move to the other, the entree. The entree is the next thing on the menu. It allows you to be attracted to whatever you're looking at, whether it's a meal or whether you're looking at a future, a life partner, or whoever you're looking at. It's an attraction to you. So then you move forth, you finish with that entree, you move to that. Some people say the most important meal, part of the meal that is of your menu is the dessert. Come on now, you know what the dessert is, right? It's the attachment. Everything was so good from your starter, appetizer. You went to your entree, then you get to the dessert. Oh man, I tell you, this attachment that have me going. So we're gonna talk about some things related to real love talk tonight. We're gonna just talk some things. It's real talk tonight, and I want you to come and I want you to be a part of it. Make sure you call in so you can be a part of what we're talking about. The title of our show is Love is a Person. And I tell you now, that's something I want you to think about while you're there on the line. Think about love is a person. And you should have said, now, why is that correlating with me? It's correlating because love is a person, because the person is our Lord and Savior and our God that we love so dear. See, that's what that person is, that's our Lord and Savior. But when we're talking about understanding love, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, love is a person. So you must understand love. Each time we come on our show, we talk about our acronyms. We look at love, and we break it down. We start off with the L. We said love is listening. If you're going to be in any kind of relationship, you must be able to listen. You're going to be in a marriage, you must be able to listen. If you're looking forward to a life partnership, you must be able to listen, not always talking, because you're going to miss something while you're always talking. Also, that L can relate to life. All the experience you've been through, some of the walls you had, you get a chance when you really get ready to experience love and understand it is a person, the walls begin to fall down. The walls begin to crumble, and you allow yourself to be vulnerable enough so you can love. The O, overcoming all the challenges you have had in your life, all the challenges you have had in relationships, even in a marriage where it might be the point now, you might be divorced now, but you had some challenges in there. You was able to overcome those challenges and be able to get a new perspective about yourself, looking at yourself to see what I can do, overlooking the faults of the individual, also overlooking some of your faults. See, sometimes it's easy for us to kind of find out what's going on with somebody else and won't check ourselves out. It's all about self-evaluation. Do that more. So look in the mirror, look at yourself, and say, self, do I like myself? Self, do I love myself? Now, what is this love myself is? So tell me, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm thinking of things because I'm looking at myself. Self-love is so important. We also have objectivity. Objectivity. Some people don't have that. And when you're in love and got the feeling of love, you have to be objective. Not subjective, but objective. And it gives you an opportunity to look at things in a different manner. You have to look at things that are going to help you to understand where you are in life. So you have to understand what that O relates to besides overcoming, overlooking, and being objective toward what's going on. The V is so valuable. That's what it's all about. Is this relationship valuable to me? But it's so valuable that am I willing to be vulnerable? Vulnerability. That's the V. Besides valuable, vulnerability. You can't give that gift of love. You can't open up your inner self to receive love and give love until at times you had to be vulnerable. Yes, your relationship experience hadn't been good. You know, some of the skills you attain by being in a bad relationship, you bring them on to the next relationship. We talk about don't bring the baggage, but if you've been trained and you've been around and you've been experiencing that, you sometimes bring these bad relationship skills with you. So you're not willing to be vulnerable. But if you want to be in love and you understand love is a person because the love is you, just remember that at the end of this, you think about that. All we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about a person. It's you. Am I willing to be vulnerable, to be happy, to seeking joy and experiencing joy? Am I willing to do that? Am I willing to sacrifice so I can be happy? That's what we're talking about, vulnerability. To give the gift of love, you got to be willing to be vulnerable because when I give the gift of love, besides being a state of mind, it's also truly, truly coming from my heart and my soul. So I have to be vulnerable to open up and let you experience that, just like I'm asking you to do the same thing. Check yourself out. Assess yourself and see where you are. Are you willing to be vulnerable with that person? Have I been prepped enough? See, we pray to God and say we desire a mate. We desire a lifelong partner. But also in the process, God is prepping you for that partner as well as prepping that person. In that process, you will become vulnerable. Don't be afraid. Because the more you practice on positive things, the vulnerability won't be so evident, but you have to be a little vulnerable. There's nothing wrong with that. The E is everything. I am willing to be committed. I'm willing to give everything because my ultimate goal is to be happy. My ultimate goal is to have joy. My ultimate goal in this relationship is to have a life partner. I want to do everything that's needed to make sure I can have that life partner in my life. That's what I'm pushing for. And when I do that, I become excited. See, love is a person. It brings about excitement because if it's that person, you realize it makes you happy. One day I was reading something the other day, discussing it with a real special friend of me, with me. I was just discussing. Let's talk about this really. Let's look at this. We kind of look at, you know, people that makes us laugh, people that bring about laughter. When you are comfortable enough to laugh with somebody, somebody relaxes you. That allows the walls that you have to fall down. Just keep that in mind. The wall begins to dissipate. It begins to remove itself from your inner self because that's where the wall is. Can't nobody see the wall, but it's there. You're the one, the author of that wall. Nobody else creates walls in your life. Don't say it was because I was in that relationship. You know, it was a choice to be in that relationship. Every relationship we're in, we choose to be in because we believe we can handle it. We believe we're prepared for it. We believe we've been prepped enough. But the truth of the matter, God says some relationship will become sessions. Some people say season. I said sessions. They're not going to last very long. If it's a 90-day session, that's all it's going to be. Because on that 91st day, you're going to begin to say, I open my eyes. I really see who you are. I don't think I want to be with you. And you say, I'm unhappy because I'm all about being happy. I'm all about joy. I'm all about peace. And I can't do that when we are not moving in the same direction. Everlasting. Your ultimate goal is to get in a relationship that's going to be with a lifelong partner to have it everlasting. There's nothing wrong with setting that as a goal. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't be afraid of setting that as a goal. There's nothing wrong. Just keep that in mind because you're going to set that goal so you can enjoy life. Go way beyond where you are now. You know, you seek happiness. You seek joy. You drop, the walls are falling down. Like Jericho, the walls are falling down. And you are able to really experience that. You know, as we talk about that, you know, when you're looking for a mate, you got to look for somebody that you say, I'm able to tell them I love them. Because think about it. The gift of love is to a person. So love is a person. You're willing to give that gift because you see the things in that person going to help you to grow, going to help you experience different things, help you gain wisdom, help you be at peace, help you have joy. So you're willing to give that gift of I love you to a person. What happened in a lot of cases, it is not reciprocated back to you. And you have a problem surviving in a situation like that. No one just want to be giving and giving and be around somebody that's taking, taking, taking. You know, we talk about on our other show with Brother Dr. Eddie Pratt, and I call him because that's what I speak into his life. He's on our Tuesday night show. He always says, you know, the best relationship, the best person you can love is love yourself. The best relationship to be in is being with yourself. If you're comfortable with who you are and whose you are, you have no problem being able to allow somebody else to be in your life. You can open up your heart so you can work toward that life partnership. When you understand love is a person. See, that title came to me the other day, and I was sitting there thinking, love is a person. And I started reading some things and looking at some spiritual aspects of this as well. You know, love is all about God. Who know love better than our Lord and Savior? Love is giving your only begotten Son. Just think about that. That's love. That's love. So that's what we're working towards. So you check yourself. I want you to be a part of this. I don't want to just do it by myself tonight. I want you to call in. And I want some of my co-hosts, if you're on the line or you're somewhere out there in the airways, I want you to just jump in here and share your thoughts as well. That's what it's all about. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I get you on the line, make sure you're live, and you can share your thoughts. I just actually give you a location, you know, because we're heard all over the world. We're heard in 18 countries. So glad to have that to say. That makes us international to the point where we're strong in the North American continent. And that's very important. Because to the north of us, we're heard in Canada. To the south of us, we're heard in Mexico. Oh, like I said, that's a feat that everybody's striving to be, and we're striving dealing with this, you know, Smith Way production. We're so glad to have that opportunity. Now, we have to remember that when we looking for love, sometimes we look for love in the wrong places. But when you're looking for love, be able to look for somebody that's going to be able to listen to you. That's what I say with the acronym of L. Someone that's overlooking your fault. Because it's easy to find fault with other people, and we'll never find any fault with ourselves. You have to overlook. We are not where we are. Sometimes we become imperfect people. We become broken. And we have some challenges ahead of us. You know, I have something that I always read before I go back and talk about the values of being in a relationship or our marriage, life partnership, the way always being encouraged. I'm going to talk about that to finish up what you ought to be looking for. But when you're talking about love and loving imperfect and broken people, you know, I want to read something to you. It says, as followers of Jesus, we believe that God is love. So love is a person, but it's our Lord and Savior. Oftentimes, our ability to love others is an extreme challenge. Maybe that's because love isn't just a feeling or a strong emotion. It's not a feeling. It's not a strong emotion. Love is a person. Just if you want to get some spiritual reading, go to 1 Corinthians 13, and you have an opportunity to actually read that, and it tells you what love is truly is. And I want to make sure I can read 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Are you patient? Are you patient? Love is patient. We said patience is a virtue. That's what love is. Love is kind. I have never heard anybody relate a person who unkind and who dislike you and take you through changes that you don't need to go through. And you be talking, I just love that person because they just take me through all those changes. Love is kind. It is not jealousy. It is not jealousy now. It is not inflated. Love ain't a dollar bill. If you love that person because they can get you're getting gifts from them, you're receiving those gifts that might be financially, it's not inflated. It is not rude. One of the things we're going to talk about when we move forward with our topic tonight is that I can never equate, and I hope you never do it as well, love with disrespect. I was watching one of the talk shows the other day, and it may have been divorce court or whatever, and the gentleman that's he's married, but he's still out in the street, and his wife knows it. But when the judge said, no, you're disrespecting her by doing it, you know what the first thing come out of his mouth? I love her. You don't equate love. Never with disrespect. They're not in the same sentence. So if somebody rude to you, if they disrespect you, remove them from your life. Don't continue to say, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know what? you're lost in. It's time to find yourself. It does not seek its own interest. Love is not about seeking your own interest. That's not love. It is not quick-tempered. If you know how it is to be around someone that snaps every time someone says something to them, they don't have a problem being disrespectful. They don't have a problem with just threatening you. They don't have a problem. Their temper is so short that they disrespect you. They're rude to you. It does not brood over injuries. Don't. When things happen, lift that person up. It might not be anything physical, because love is all about emotion. Love is all about the mental. Love is all about the spiritual. And love is all about some finance. Those five aspects is part of your life, whether you like it or not. Those five aspects. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. The truth will set you free. Always remember that now. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And one of the most important things, love never fails. Read that for yourself. See, can you understand that's 1 Corinthians 13, and see how it relates to your life. Are you patient? Are you kind? Are you jealous? Are you rude? You know, are you inflated? Are you interested in other people? Or are you just interested only in yourself? You get upset quickly. Do you rejoice in wrongdoing? He cheat, I'm going to cheat. You know, I hear a lot of time on these shows when the person that cheated, might have been cheated, they've been married 15 years, the first year they got, and they still holding that because, you know, I did my dirt too. Okay, come on now. Let's keep it real. Read 1 Corinthians. All right, let's move forward. I cut it off at that point, and I was talking about value. When you're talking about the relationship being valuable, it has to be said valuable to you is being equal. They value the relationship as much as you do. If you're in a relationship that you're talking about and you understand love, you encourage them and they encourage you. If you're not capable of doing that, you're going to have some problems. You don't have an understanding of what love is. Now, I'll give you a quick definition. Love is a chemical process that happened in your brain that leads to you falling in love with a person. Title of the show is what? Love is a person. A chemical process that happened in your brain, which is becomes a state of mind. That's what love is. You're going to always hear me say, love is a state of mind. Love is from my heart, and it's from my soul. Love is unconditional. If you're in any kind of relationship, marriage or whatever it may be, if you have conditions on that marriage or relationship, and you say you love each other, you're lying to yourself. You're lying to the other person, because love is not unconditional. Sorry, love is unconditional. It don't have conditions. And one of the most important things I want you all to take from this, what I'm talking is, love is not for everybody. You want to say everyone? Love is not for everyone. Love is all about peace. See, some people don't want no peace in their life. They keep things going over. It's over. memory that can't let it go. You have to get to a point that you have to let it. I always tell a friend of mine, the friends of mine, and people that I know, you know, I'm all about listening to the problem, but I'm about coming up with a solution. I don't believe to stay in one place spinning my wheels trying to decide something that already happened. You can't change the past, people. One thing we got to remember, no matter how we feel about things, we cannot change history. We can make history, but we can't change. And no matter what we're doing to try to change history, it's not going to go nowhere. So be careful when you get caught up when trying to change people, trying to do, you know, these things, because you said you love them, but you loving them with conditions. So that means it's not for everyone. But it is all about peace. I repeat that over and over again. People that know me, I talk about love is all about peace, joy, and happiness for me. Whatever definition you have for you and what you're looking for, that's your choice. I don't have a problem you taking the same approach right there. Love is self-love. Wow, that's pretty strong right there. Love is self-love. And we have to always think about that. Let's look at one of the first topics, which is really the title of this show. But we're going to discuss why love is a person. Because you know what love is? Love is a choice. You choose to love that person. You choose to love yourself. We just said self-love. Love is self-love. You choose to love yourself. So by that thought, that love, and you have those real positive things, you have a tendency to say, I love myself, so I know how much I love myself. I said earlier, Dr. Pratt, Eddie Pratt said, the best relationship in the world is with yourself. The best love in the world is love with yourself. See, you ain't going to go against yourself too many times. And you have to keep that in mind. That's how you build, and that's how you grow. That's how you move forward. So it said, why love is a person? Because first of all, look, that person is God. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's love. Are you willing to take the steps to love yourself and love somebody else? Because when you love yourself, always talk about it, because that's about an interpersonal part. That's an inner self. That's inner self. It projects from your body. The people that have an understanding of love recognize that. They truly recognize that. They recognize that you love yourself. So if he can love himself or she can love herself that much, I know she's going to take care of me. I know she's going to take care of me because she truly, truly loves herself. He loves himself. So we have to keep that in mind when we're talking about love being a person. Love is God. I love God. So that's why love is a person. But we're going to continue with a couple other topics. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to give us a call. Take time to give us a call and share your point of view about what love is to you. Do you believe love is a person? The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, and you can chat with me and share your thoughts about our topic of the day or our title of the day, Love is a Person. We want to know what love is to you. We want you to be able to talk. We want you to share your thoughts. This is a vessel. You know, if you don't want to give your name, that's fine. But share your thoughts. Someone is listening. They are struggling to find out where they're going, because they already know where they've been. They want to know where they're going in their life of their pursuit of happiness. You know, their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That's what love is. I love myself enough that I can love you. I ain't afraid of love because I know what love is. I know what it means. If you're afraid of love because you've been hurt in the past, because you have walls been built up, you will never be able to get to that point that you can say that I can love somebody else until you become vulnerable. You know, there's a question that we always ask people. Love is, and what love's not. First of all, let's take the not. You can join in anytime you want to. We would thank you. You can type in comments. Love is not a concept. You can't get it calculated. It's not a formula. Somebody say, yes, it is. It's not. I'm telling you, it's not a formula for when you say love. Because if you have self-love for yourself, you can allow that to project out to other people. Some people say, well, I was in a situation in my, I never seen my foundation. Your foundation starts when you begin to live your life. I don't mean that when you were born on this earth. When you know that you now understand what love is, that's your foundation. Right there, I don't care if it's today or it's tomorrow, a month from now, that's when your foundation starts. Not what happened 30 years ago, because you probably don't remember any of that no way. I want you to take time and think about that. Love is not a concept. Don't mistake that for being the answer, the concept. Oh, I got a concept for love. Anytime I'm telling you ladies or even guys on here, when someone says, you know, I got a concept for love, I'm going to tell you right now, run as fast as you run. If it's a concept, it's a concept to benefit them. Love is all about a person. Love is a person. That means both people going to experience it with each other. Not a concept. Love is not a feeling. Again, if anybody tell you, I feel like I love you, what you need to do is, I know I don't love you. It's not a feeling. Let's not make that mistake and think that love is a feeling. Love is not a feeling. It's not a concept. It's not emotion. Well, I tell you, Dr. Pratt, when he's on here, he's on the relationship show, he'd be talking about emotion. He said we get caught up this thing in life where we don't love ourselves enough that we get upset when people do things and we get behind the wheel of a car and that's your life, you're driving your life. Now that's what we talk about, a car. You don't actually be in a car. And you be driving, you're angry. You know, the worst thing that happens is ride with somebody who have road rage. That's how it is when you become angry, you get so emotional. And then you mad because he didn't do this, mad because you saw her do this, and you're so mad and the emotions take over. So you're driving the car. And then while you're driving, you're just angry. You probably blessing everybody out. You cursing. You're doing everything. And you know what reality doing? It's outside the car, knocking on the door, said, let me in. And you know what you do with that reality? Because of your emotion, you lock that door. First, I ain't got time for the reality. But you know what? You are in reality at that time. You do have time for reality. And you have to make sure you don't let emotion drive this ship. Don't let emotion do it. We have to remember, when we said love, and I'm going to talk about something that love in relation to making a choice, having some definitions about love so you'll understand where you can recognize so when you see it again, you can be able to be successful. We can say that according to the Bible, you study the Bible, you go to Bible study, read it now. Love is a person, and that person is God. I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again, but I'll say it one more time, I'll say it again, because I understand that. Love is a person, because that person is God. You put nobody higher than your God. I love you so much, I'm just crazy about you. That's the way you love God. We was talking about what love is and what love's not. Just a couple of things that I want you to keep in mind. Some people said true love, real love, whatever you want to call love, love. This is what love is. I told you it's not. It's not a concept. It's not emotion. It's not a feeling. Love is openness. If you're in a relationship, and you're not open with one another by communicating with that person, letting that person know how you feel, let them know whether... See, you have to set boundaries in relationships now. You know, I tell you, I watch a lot of talk shows, a lot of divorce courts, all them shows, and it's always when the person wasn't open with the other person because they're not able to communicate with that person. To maintain your closeness, a couple should be open with each other. You should be able to communicate. You must be able to give feedback. Remember we said an acronym for L in love, for the Love Cafe, is listening. If I'm listening, then I'm able to give feedback. One of our hashtags for this network is communicate for, the number four, understanding. It's a difference between communicate to understand and communicate for understanding. The difference is that I am communicating and you're listening. You are communicating in return to me and I'm listening. So we have an understanding there. Love is honesty and integrity. Think about that. One of the traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship is honesty, integrity. You ought to be able to tell the truth if you're in that relationship. That's the first lesson that you learn in a relationship. First relationship dealing with love, true love is telling the truth. Can't be dishonest. You know, when we teach our children, we teach them to tell the truth at all times. And I always tell the individual when I talk with them, I say, adults ain't number big children. I said it because I spent 35 plus years working with young people in the public education system. And I'm working on the college level right now. So now you figure up those years, I'm working at 40 years of working with people. And you got to remember now, we get freshmen over at the university. They come there and they still children. We have seniors that are still big children. That's why we require to protect them, because sometimes they might not protect themselves. And we have to keep that in mind. And we know what integrity is, right? My mom always told us, if you tell one lie, you got to tell four or five more to cover up that lie. That's integrity, being honest, being truthful, being trustworthy. That's integrity. The next one is respect. I said something from the beginning of the show. Love is not disrespect. You can't put those in the same sentence. Love is disrespect. Love is not. Love is respect for others' boundaries, priorities, and goals. That's why it's so important in a relationship to set some goals. Don't be afraid to set a goal. You both can grow from setting goals. You won't be in that fantasy world or that fantasy bond, you know, because you already know where you're going. Respect other people's boundaries. Respect those individuals. Respect their feelings. Love is not a feeling, but they have feelings too. People know me and they hear me and they may be watching right now. They know I tell them how to sharp talk sometimes. But I don't do it out of disrespect. Because I respect you. Even if you try to step over the line and disrespect me. Now you're going to have another problem there, but when you try to step over the line, love and disrespect don't fit in the same area. Same area code. Don't let it fit in the same area code. Do not let anybody disrespect you. But after they do it, they come back. Girl, you know I love you. Dude, you know I love you. Man, you know I love you. But boy, you know I love you. But you disrespect me. You disrespected me. To add to that, people don't even know how to apologize. They don't understand it. They got love in their heart. They don't know how to apologize. Call the numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1. Let's get you on the line so you can talk with me. I'm looking forward to having you on here so I can hear what you have to say. I don't care if you just say it for a second. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give the name and location in. Jump in there with your conversation. Jump in with your thoughts. We have many people on both Instagram as well as on Facebook. Thank you so much. And on the line as well, just listening. And you have that opportunity with the caller number just to listen. You don't have to say anything. But if you have something that's boiling you inside about love and what love is a person, understanding that, you have a question about it, please, please hit that number 1. Love is physical affection. I don't see how you can even sometimes be in a relationship if you're not able to physically touch that person in an affectionate way. And if you're in a marriage and you're no longer touching that person affectionately and you feel like that ain't a part of it, You, as humans, we need touch. One of our love language is physical touch. My love language, I don't have a problem, is physical touch. I want to be touched. I'm a touchy person, too. I want to be hugged. I want to be kissed. I want to be smothered. Come on now. That's physical affection. And personal sexuality. It's in part. See, sexuality is, it becomes routine. It's also impersonal sometimes. If you don't understand it, sexuality means sparks between these two persons. It's between yourself and your partner. See, sexuality keeps love alive. So you should stay touching your chosen life partner, your chosen significant other. You know that I said chosen. Love is understanding. You can't function in this relationship having too many misunderstandings. You just can't function that way. It is not possible. You have to work hard to understand your partner. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's love. Love is laughter. I said that earlier. You laugh together. See, that's you're relaxed enough. You know, this person just make me laugh. So it's possible, you know, I can love this person. Love is not controlling. We had a show the other night talking about this is a Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we was talking about most of the people that wants to be abusive toward you, wants to control you, manipulate you, threaten you. See, love is not about controlling. Love is not about manipulating. Some people like to manipulate you. You have to be careful with some people. They'll manipulate you into something you can't get out of. Love is non-threatening. If somebody threatens you to do something, if somebody just you know it's not right, but they threatening you. Now I watch this show that come on for my man. It's a show that comes on, I think on one of those channels. And these when some of these young ladies, they've never been in trouble in their life because they with this person who becomes so controlling and manipulating them, threaten them sometimes. They go out and do some things that cause them to might be in prison for the rest of their life. You have to have control of yourself. You can't let nobody else control you. And they can't, you know, if they want to beat you, they want to abuse you. So we have domestic violence. Love is original. Because know why it can be so original for you if you're not sure? Love is sincere. That's what love is. It comes from my heart and my soul. It's authentic. That's what love is. So that means it's real. Is nobody else on the love that you have? You have your own love. Nobody said, I love like that person. No, you have your own originality. You have all your authenticity. Where you are able to be authentic at all the times. Love is complex. It's made up of a mix of emotion, behavior, beliefs that associate with the strong feelings of affection, protection, warmth, and respect for another person. That's what love is. We said it over and over again. Love is all about affection. If you don't think you can be in a relationship and be affectionate towards your partner, your life partner, you probably need to end that session or what you call a season and move on to somebody that may be more liking to you than cause you to be affectionate. Love is protection, as I said. It's protection. You protect that person. We always said, we have, when we're talking about men, some men, if you don't hear you get upset, it's okay. Say men fall in two categories. They're going to be a king or they're going to be a fool. The king going to protect you and provide you. If you got to go out and bust your butt working and he's sitting at home, there ain't no king. Accept the reality, that's not a king. That's a fool. And you allow him to be a fool because you said let him sit at the house. Love is supporting that person so they won't sit out. I can't find a job. Truly, truly, I don't believe that, sir. You can find. It might not be the job you want, but you can find one. See, something that's really important about love, we're getting close to the ending of our time. We've got 6 minutes, and I got a couple more things I want to discuss. I want to share a couple things with you. Love can also be used to apply to non-human animals. Applies to principle. Applies to religious belief. That's what love is. Love is a person. Call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. All right, let's talk about 2 more things here, and we'll be ready to shut it down. Love is a choice. The question is love a choice? Ask yourself that. Everybody on Facebook, everybody on Instagram, everybody on Blog Talk Radio, is love a choice? Do you choose to love that person? Or do they make you love them? Is it your choice? See, love, to answer that question, and I want you to think about it, love is a choice. Love is making a choice. Every day, either to love or not to love. So love is a choice. It's making a choice every day of your life, either to love or not to love. That don't mean you don't love the person, but you are left with a choice. When a relationship is bad, you make a choice to stay in that relationship. Can't nobody hold you in that relationship unless they got you chained up every day. Because if you still operating and going to work and you get used to, I can't do this, so you just don't come back no more. We'll do it now. Men sometime ago and don't ever come back. But see, they'll come home eventually because you know you're going to let them back in the door. Because they figure you have to have them. That's a choice you made. So ask yourself whether love is a choice for you. I'm telling you, love is making a choice every day. It's a daily choice to either love or not to love. One of the things we have to keep in mind, there's a difference between feeling love for someone that you care about and loving somebody that you choose to love. There's a difference. I want you to keep that. If you don't remember nothing else, just remember that. I'm going to repeat that. There's a difference between feeling love for someone, that means caring about a person, and loving someone you choose to love. That person. The six definitions of love, and we're going to quickly get out of here, that everyone should know, and I want you to keep it in mind. I want you to write this down if you choose to, and I got one more thing. I want to share the traits and characteristics of love. We can do it as quick as fast. Love is never rushing into a relationship. That's what love is. It is not rushing into that relationship. Why are you in a hurry? You better prepare to get to know that person 4 or 5 seasons. It was some, I heard some on the show was talking about a long-distance love and affairs and being with people long-distance. And we talked about it on the show. It says that when you're in a long, you know, you can if you choose to be in a long-distance relationship, matter of fact, I saw the old divorce court. Lady was in Nashville and a partner was down in Fort Lauderdale. She was living in Fort Dodge. She decided to leave for another job, and they said they wasn't getting along. They didn't get no communication. They never talk. They only see each other 2 times a year. We said something on the show that was so important, and Brother Pratt gave confirmation to it, and I appreciate it, said that you have to get to know a person on their own terms, meaning that where they stay, where they live. That's what you have to make sure. So if you can't go there, don't rush into a relationship. Love is not being jealous. I said that earlier. You can't be jealous. You can't be insecure. Love is giving yourself a chance. Think about that. Love is giving yourself a chance. Love is to stop expecting. I didn't say to have expectations. You can have expectations. You can set goals. You can have expectations. But it's not expecting somebody to love you when they're not capable of loving you. Love is maintaining privacy. If you say you love somebody and you say so, whatever goes on in your home, goes on in your conversation, all your friends should know about it. They shouldn't. Love is avoiding misunderstanding. Just keep that in mind. You avoid misunderstanding. You have a clear understanding of what you're doing before you go out there where it becomes for somebody else a misunderstanding. And last thing we want to touch bases on, those are six definitions of love that everybody should know. You should know that you never rush into a relationship. You're not being jealous. Love is not being jealous. Love is giving yourself a chance. Love is to stop expecting. I say expectations, stop expecting. Love is maintaining your privacy between you two. And love is avoiding misunderstanding. That's what love is. And last but not least, we're going to leave some thoughts about the traits and the characteristics of love. And I'm going to give you a shout out. I didn't say the traits and characteristics of a healthy relationship. These are traits and characteristics of love. One is choice. It's a choice. You choose to. I just said, you make the choice every day to love or not to love. The next thing, complex. Love is complex. Love is openness. I mentioned that earlier. Love is honesty, integrity, mutual respect for each other. Boundaries. Love is involved boundaries. Love involved laughter. Physical affection. Personal sexuality and understanding. That's what love is. If you don't understand love and have no, it's not comfortable for you to be in love or be a part of that situation where it requires you to love, and you've hurt and broken, I'm going to read you something right quick. When you seek love, earthly love can fail you. When we love imperfect, broken people, the love is also imperfect and broken. So don't be that broken person. Don't be building these walls up. And I repeat that. When we love imperfect, broken people, the love that you have is also imperfect and broken. But when you seek and find love with the Creator, our Lord and Savior of this universe, then we find a perfect, selfless love that is eternal. Love isn't eternal. The God that created us is also the God that saved us from all of our sins and pain. That's why love is a person. For all of you, and I want you to keep this in mind as we close. Through all of that, love is available to you each and every day because you make a choice. It's been awesome. We're going to have some awesome people checking us out on the show. I want to give them a shout out. We have Dana Bizer. We have Zoom for with Mamacita out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, members of 858 Sorority Incorporated. Eulen Carrington, thank you, Eulen, so much. Used to work with him down in Lowndes County. Joy Wilson, thank you, Joy, for taking time to spend some time with us. Looks like Karen Wilson, but we'll go from there, and I'm going to leave it there because it looked for me, the picture looked for me. Latae Pickett, thank you so much, Inspire to Inspire. Thank you for taking time to support and encourage. Awesome. We wouldn't trade you for nothing in the world. Thank you so much. We have Belinda Samples. Belinda, thank you as well. Member of Zeka 580 Sorority Incorporated. Good friend. I truly believe that she's a good friend. I met her a long time ago. God, it was a blessing to be able to be communicating and talk and share, you know, life stories, and we just enjoyed each other. Thank you so much. I'll go back to our 75th conclave that we had up in Washington, D.C. Belinda was there coming from the state of Texas representing. Thank you. I remember Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Kim Sellers Bates, has an outstanding organization that works with individuals and offers some things about 501c3. Check her out. Just go to Kim Sellers Bates Facebook page, and you get that further information. I post some on my page. I share it with you. They're doing some things and surveys and checking to see how they can help you or how you can be helped by referring you to somebody. Thank you so much, Kim Sellers Bates. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Kim. Queen Minister Lewis, Minister Shannon, our host of the Minister Shannon Show. She's joining us. Thank you so much. Eastern Star, she will always want to make me sure I give a shout out for the Eastern Star. Thank you so much. She's a host of our Minister Shannon Show that heard on the fourth Thursday. So check her out on the fourth Thursday. She's going to make this thing do what it do at 8 o'clock. We may look at adjusting that. We'll talk about it. So it's been awesome that she's been a part and had some time off. She's been working, making some things, some life changes and so on. But she says she's ready to get back up and running. Her co-host is Elder Hymno McKnight. He's joining us as well, so thank you as well with that show. And that's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then we have none other than my fraternity brother out of the great, illustrious chapter of Rho Sigma out of Miami, or Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We have Mario Ellis. Thank you, Mario, for checking us out. It's been awesome tonight. We're about to close it up now. You know, as I stroll through my music selection, I try to pull up some things that that really would work with what we're doing tonight. You know, I was trying to find something. What you're looking for in your life is steady love. That's what you're looking for, because you know what love is. But I also saw a song that was so, you know, good, because if the love is good, it's called comeback love. And that's what it's all about. So as we close out, and we will be back on next Tuesday with the Dr. Lowe Show at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, I want you to have an awesome weekend. I want you to have some joy and peace in your life. But one thing I want you to do, I know we're in some challenging time with COVID-19, social unrest. We have so much going on. But I want you to do this. Just whisper in your children, in your mate, in your life partner ear that I love you. And you take a step back and you say it as loud as you can say, I love you. And I always have something that I end to show up, and I say it, and I tell all of you all that's how I feel. But I want you to make sure you tell them you love them. You give them a hug. If you have somebody you can't touch, give them a virtual hug. But practice the protocol and the safety measures of COVID-19. That's making sure that we practice washing our hands for 20 seconds with soap and water. Make sure you have hand sanitizer. Make sure you wear a mask. A lot of people fighting the mask. Stop fighting the mask. We can live longer if you wear the mask. Everybody wear the mask. Unless you got some medical condition say you can't wear the mask, then you should be able to wear the mask, because it protects you and the other person. Don't let nobody tell you, well, it ain't going to protect you, but, you know, it allows you at least 70 to 80% of protection. Make sure you're social distant. They don't put marks in the store so you can walk up somebody's back. Back off. COVID-19 is here. It's beginning to spike. And we was told it was going to do it. Your scientists told you it was going to do it. Your doctors told you it was going to do this. And what you should do is listen to those people who are experts, not people who try to get political gains. That's who you need to listen to. And last but not least, I really think this is the most important one. I have a fraternity brother that he's the treasurer of the chapter I'm the president of. He called me one morning early. He said, I'm just calling to check on you. He said, well, you know, I said, COVID-19 is tough. He said, yeah, I take a dose of this every morning. I said, what you take a dose of? You know, he said, I take a dose of stay home. Take a heavy dose. I know some people saying, well, I have to go to work. I understand. You're essential. But they didn't say you had to go bounce and be anywhere else. Think about that. That's where your spread comes from. And I want to share this, and people want to debate, because I thought when I first heard it from our experts and our capitals, I mean, not in the capital, but in our state health experts, they were saying, well, it's all right, you can be in family, as long as you're family being, you don't have to wear a mask. You're finding out it's being commutable through your family now. If the person's not staying in your home, you need to not be as close to them as you think. They found it, but you have to practice this. This is how it is spreading quickly and fast. You want to fact check me? Fact check me. I'm fine with that. But remember that. Social distance. If they're not living in your home, you have to social distance from them. Tell them you love you. You ain't fit to have no barbecue. We ain't fit to have a whole lot of people over to the house. We ain't trying to do that, because you don't know where they are and where they're out channeling themselves, and they might be carriers. We have to keep that in mind. We're going to be successful. As we close this thing out, We're so excited to be here on the Love Cafe. It's been exciting, people. We went over the time about 11 minutes, but you know what? It's been joyful, and hopefully you gained something. Hopefully you understand love is a person, because that person is God. But you got to understand self-love yourself and understand how you're going to allow that self-love or that love to project to someone else. That's what it's all about. Hopefully we share something that's important that you can use. If not, just ponder over and think about it. And just understand. As I always say, my hashtag, communicate for understanding, hashtag responsibility, hashtag one life matters. You want your shirt, email me at lorenzodsmith15@gmail.com, and you can get you a shirt that says one hashtag one life matter and have the team of Talking Real to you on the back. And it's awesome. We're going to have one for our sportscast as well as the Love Cafe. And we just tell you now, that's what it's all about. It's hashtag keep on grinding. Keep grinding. It's going to be tough. I know we're having challenging time. Financially, we're being hurt. Spiritually, we're being hurt. And, you know, socially, we're being hurt. All these things been going on. We're having people die around us, family and friends. Just keep that in mind. Be responsible. But last but not least, I want you to keep in mind that as we begin to close this out, you're looking for some love that won't go away, but when it goes, it got to be comeback love, because you have a chance to understand love. And I want to tell you, as we close the show out, just remember, it's coming from my heart to yours. I want to tell you, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Check us out on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, the Dr. Love Show.
It's Roy, Chip, Anthony, y'all ready? Southern Soul. I've got this lady. She smells so damn good.
So good.
And she knows just how to love me right. In every which way she should. Oh, yeah. She loves when I give her good sex in the morning. Yes, baby. Just the way I like it. And that's just the way she likes it. But then she disappears like she don't want to be bothered no more. Thanks so good.
So good.
And it tastes
all
better than
it
should.
What if I got my shirt?
I just can't walk away.
I'm
a wrong for living so
weak.
You got to come back to love. I admit it to myself.
Going back.